Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
College World Series, the field is set for the 2017 matchup. Took a little longer than originally planned, but the College World Series 18 field is now set after Florida held off Wake Forest yesterday.
In game three, had to go to extra games. So 11th inning, walk-off home run by Wake Forest to push game three. So it was a long day for Florida.
Yeah.
No, so they are in the way in. So Louisville, TCU, Cal State Fullerton, Oregon State, Florida, LSU, Florida State, and Texas A&M. And A&M's head coach is Rob Childress, who is with Nebraska from 98 to 2005. He's their head coach. Also, Will Bolt and Justin Seeley as assistant coaches. So Childress, Seeley, and Will Bolt, all coaches with Texas A&M. So if you're looking for a homer,
that would
there's
be them.
There's your team.
I don't even know who I'm going for yet. Molly, you still got to decide on mascots, don't you?
Dude, when the we Oregon made State the, Beavers.
The last time Huskers made the College World Series or when they made it in 01 and 02, those back-to-back years.
They were there.
Bolt was the captain. Seeley was the big grand slam to get him to the 2008 College World Series or 2002 College World Series. So.
Well, this weekend, so opening ceremonies are Friday, but then gameplay gets started Saturday. The first game is Cal State Fullerton taking on the Oregon State Beavers at 2 o'clock. Game two Saturday is going to be Florida State versus LSU at 7 o'clock Sunday. The action gets started at 1 o'clock. Texas A&M versus Louisville with game four on Sunday at 6 p.m. TCU versus Florida. That'll be airing on ESPN2.
Who do you want? I don't know.
Molly will be Beavers.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards either TCU or LSU. One of the
Tigers. Yeah. LSU Tigers.
Yeah.
Are you going for the Aggies then, Jeff?
I'd say I'm pulling for Aggies, LSU, TCU.
Yeah. I like TCU.
And the Beaver. I guess I'm going to like all of them.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Cal State Fullerton makes us think happy thoughts of
Water Worlds.
who's our guy? Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yes. Of the postman always
and
rings
Florida,
twice.
Man. They're just Gators. You know, the only ones I'm not going to root for is Florida State. I'm just going to hate on the Seminoles. I will not fear the spear.
So
it's the Florida Gators, Florida State Seminoles, LSU Tigers, Oregon State Beavers, Texas A&M Aggies. What are TCU? Aren't they the Horned Frogs?
The Horned Frog and Cal State are the Titans.
Cal State or the Titans. What's Louisville?
I think Redbirds.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know.
That was the one thing that I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember Fullerton and I couldn't remember Louisville because I remember TCU, the Horned Toads or Frogs or whatever. And around that perimeter, TD Ameritrade, you know, those concrete
Cardinals?
Barriers. That
the Cardinals or Redbirds? Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Yeah, I was just looking at
Louisville Cardinals?
Yep.
Okay. So those big jersey barriers that they're putting out in front of TD Ameritrade for security purposes.
You know, artists were painting them, right?
Yeah. So the artists from the Hot Shops Art Center,
that's
volunteers.
Sweet.
Tim Berry, you got Tim Berry from Hot Shops. He's the managing director. Got 30 volunteers to paint more than 100 concrete barriers, and it took them all day to do it. It's really cool.
It's hot.
That is awesome.
So they painted them in happy colors, like yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to do anything scary. So
it doesn't make it look scary either.
Lively hues of blue, green, and yellow.
Nice. That's really cool. I like that. I like the fact that it's not just going to be these, you know, grim looking barriers.
Gray
but
things,
man,
yeah.
What a hot day to be out there.
It wasn't. Yeah,
wasn't too bad.
Day. It wasn't that bad. Really.
So artists, they're you know, we're expecting lots of visitors. That Capital District parking garage is set to open. So that'll be open in time for the College World Series, which is good for people who are heading down.
We really should be proud of that area. That mural alone, I mean, that whole area is just fantastic down there.
Done a nice job.
You know, I just wish there was more things going on down there.
Oh, there are.
I just don't go.
You just need to come visit. You snob.
Hey, Westy. No way.
Yeah, Westy. Additional details are being revealed in an in-custody death that happened here in Omaha. A medical examiner has ruled out blunt force trauma in the June 5th death of a 29-year-old man. He was tased 12 times by Omaha police during an altercation near 60th and Center. Preliminary autopsy results.
Wasn't this the one at the gas station?
Yeah, so this is the deal. Apparently, he was a missing persons. His mom had filed it. He suffered from mental illness, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and so he was mentally ill.
So he gets kicked off a bus. I think he's traveling from like South Dakota or headed down south.
Oklahoma.
He
mm-hmm.
gets kicked off of a bus.
Yeah.
Like a Greyhound bus, I guess, down at the bus station in Nebraska. They drop him off, kick him off. So he's kind of wandering around, what, Omaha, trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
And he's at that BP.
He's stranded, you know. And
that
yeah.
Buc-ee's there. Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's so. At 60th and Center.
Yeah.
So the Douglas County District Attorney Don Klein says he's, you know, waiting for more, the investigation reports. In order to move forward, but there could be charges. All the officers involved are currently on administrative leave, and Chief Smotter has recommended that two of those officers be fired. And the search is over for the body of a man drowned in Lake Cunningham last night. Divers with the Omaha Fire Department found the 42-year-old man after an extensive search. Crews say that he was with his 8-year-old son on Sunday boating at Lake Cunningham, went for a dip. It was really warm, holding on to the side of the boat. Authorities say his hand slipped and he went under. Now, the son told authorities that there was a big wave and the boat started drifting away. His father tried to hold on, but, you know, couldn't. Dive teams had to hold off a part of their search yesterday because of those big storms that came through the area. But they resumed their efforts last night. And the jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continues deliberations today. Jurors were sent home yesterday after deliberating for 4 hours, failing to come up with a verdict. They're weighing accusations that the 79-year-old comedian drugged and assaulted a former Temple University employee back in 2004. Now, in closing arguments yesterday, the prosecutors described Cosby as a calculating sexual predator, while his defense team called Cosby's relationship with the woman consensual and pointed to inconsistencies in her story. Now, earlier in the day, Cosby's attorneys rested their case after Cosby refused to testify on his own behalf. And the Golden State Warriors are NBA champs again. Golden State defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time in 3 seasons in the NBA Finals, finishing off with a 129-120 victory. It was tight.
The age of the super teams, right?
Mm-hmm. So
yeah. How do you compete with those powerhouses?
It's a lot of
players.
I mean, is there any sign of that stopping? I mean, isn't it going to be Warriors, Cavs?
It seems like that's
every year for the next 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has been for the last 3. I just feel like it's boring for the sport.
Well, they don't. I just
to
don't.
Always have the same matchup. I mean, like everybody else is kind of like, okay, well, I mean, if I don't live in those cities or, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying it's nice to have some variety. headlight technology is falling behind. There's a big report that came out today from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, and it looked at the variety of beams available on SUVs. And what they found is that there are only 2 models of SUVs whose headlights could be ranked as good performers.
And I think most people, a lot of headlights out there are too bright.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Yes.
At night? I mean, it's
coming from behind.
Not a level playing field.
No.
Maybe there are headlights out there that what they're saying, they're not bright enough, they're not efficient, but there are certainly ones that are blowing everyone out where, you know, you look in the mirror and it blinds you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if those are on high beams, though. It was interesting.
No,
so they were.
It's not high beams.
It's that white light. I don't know what it.
Yeah, it's like a phosphorus laser beam shooting in the eyes. You're like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Well, especially when you have like an SUV pull up behind just a sedan. You know, like a car. Yeah, because it's right in your rear view mirror. I mean, usually if you're an SUV, it's pretty hard to have something laser beaming right into your. I mean, unless it's like a big semi truck. But I guess this technology is saying that if the Volvo XC60 and the Hyundai Santa Fe had headlights that could be ranked as good performers, but the rest ranked as like, quote, acceptable all the way down to poor based on factors like incorrect aim and excessive glare. So part of it is what you're talking about.
Excessive glare.
So despite the shortcomings, the report found that headlights are generally improving, that it seems like automakers are trying to keep pace with what people need. It was interesting. I saw the visual of it, and they were showing like the Volvo X, you know, the XC60 or the Hyundai Santa Fe, their lights and how much it illuminated ahead of them versus like other stuff. And it was things like, you know, you could see a deer that was up ahead in the road at nighttime, as opposed to somebody else who just had
doesn't get to see the deer.
Doesn't get to see it until it's too late, is what they're saying.
How do you see deer when you're busy texting?
Right? I thought the same thing. Or, you know, just doing something else, eating, distracted driving.
Yeah.
More than 10% of the world's population is now obese.
What was it before? It's just new?
This is new.
It's all over the place.
We've seen a jump. I mean, the big thing is that the number of obese people has doubled.
Is that progress, though? Is that progress? Because you would think the headlines from the beginning of time would be how many people are starving to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obesity is going too far the other way.
Right.
That we've got so many obese people and so many starving people is always the sad thing that for humanity. It's like,
well,
really?
Keep in mind that obesity doesn't necessarily mean, robust health. I mean, just because you're obese doesn't necessarily mean that it might mean that you have access to food, but it's toxic foods or it's bad foods.
Yeah, but your tummy's not growling.
No, but it could be causing other side effects like diabetes or heart disease. So a number of obese people have doubled since 1980. The global team of researchers say that 12% of adults and 5% of children are classified as obese. And America leads the pack. We're number one. The U.S. is at the head of the pack. More than two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese.
That's Wally.
Wally, absolutely. So too much body fat raises the risk of heart disease, a lot of types of cancer, diabetes. There's
I'm just
arthritis.
Saying the reason we're so ahead of everybody else's curve is because we're well off over here.
Yes.
A lot of the reasons why other people don't have obesity, it's sadly because they're starving.
They're starving to death.
The worldwide is 5% of children and 12% of adults were obese. The U.S., it's 17% of children and 38% of adults.
Yeah, but you have
obese.
Other countries that are first world countries that are the land of milk and honey, and they don't have these same problems. I mean, if you look at like a France or Italy or even Australia, I mean, these are places that aren't starving.
Well, it's America.
We're kind of the home of fast food.
Well,
too,
that's sort of the problem. I mean, the idea of like, yes, we have food, but like what kind of food are we choosing
I'm definitely not starving.
Had that Vice News had a thing on, I think it might have been Saudi Arabia or like Bahrain, some Middle Eastern country that now has sort of a popular knockoff of McDonald's or some company.
Oh, really?
And it is the number one food staple.
Is it really?
Nice families are leaving their compound, and their Mercedes.
To go eat.
Well, what's interesting.
To go eat at basically McDonald's or Burger King, and they're all sitting there eating quarter pounders and saying, this is the most delicious meal I've ever had.
Egypt had the most obese adults in 2015.
Really?
I mean, that more than us, yeah. So Egypt apparently led the pack. Nearly 13% of kids are obese in the U.S. That's the highest percentage in the world. Now, the thinnest countries, adults
Kuwait.
In Vietnam.
It was Kuwait.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was crazy. Seeing like they're behind the curve.
So this is new to them. Yeah.
I mean,
like,
you're watching
them going
it and you're like, oh no, you guys don't want to eat that every day. Domino's Pizza's huge over there.
Really?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia. Okay. Saudi Arabia. Domino's is huge. People get Domino's and it is like a delicacy. I mean, they're showing these guys and they're in palaces and they're like, do you want to get Domino's again tonight? Let's get Domino's.
You know, it's funny. Raising Cane's is in Kuwait. And when I was talking to one of the guys, he said it was interesting because you had to do two different, two different kitchens. Not kitchens, but dining areas.
Oh, halal?
Areas.
Oh, dining areas. Men and women?
Men and women. He said it was really interesting. But someone had bought a franchise and they don't franchise and they just let these guys do it out in Kuwait. Isn't that nuts? That's nuts, man!
Yeah, so since people don't go to bars and stuff in Saudi Arabia, now they all go to Domino's.
That's the hot hangout?
Yep.
Where are you going tonight? Domino's? Ooh.
Well, we used to do that.
We run down Domino's. Yeah,
we used to do that.
Yeah,
we used to do that. Yeah, we're going to Pizza Hut.
Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You drive high school. You drive through small towns in Nebraska, and you know, on a Sunday, and a lot of times the meeting place is the one fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Sure,
seriously.
Oh yeah,
it'll be a Pizza
Farmers
Hut
and stuff.
Yep, a Pizza Hut or a McDonald's. Yep. And, like, I'll be coming back from a camping trip, and everyone's in their Sunday dress clothes. So they just went to church, and now they're all going to have lunch at like McDonald's.
Yeah,
or
oh.
Pizza Hut. It's crazy. It's packed.
They're getting their breakfast biscuits. I've seen that before too. Like where you go in, and it's it was a bunch of farmers sitting at a table having coffee.
Yeah,
at
I'm
a McDonald's.
Sure it's just the meeting place.
Just the place. Yeah, it's the coffee shop. There's no other coffee shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just, I mean, to us, it's just another place to get food. But to other people, yeah, in smaller communities.
So what are they saying? They're just being bullies and calling us fat.
Man. Party. It's going the wrong way.
Molly's saying you're fat.
The mirror told me I was fat.
Right. We didn't need your news story.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. What?
I'm asking him to change his ways.
Shut
I don't think it's
going
to happen.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
I had a dream that Wylene and I, the girlfriend, got engaged. But before before it all went down, she had to take part in as a bachelorette. She had to become the bachelorette to my friends.
Wait, so
what?
But you were already engaged?
Yeah, but before anything had to go down, she became the bachelorette. Had to.
So they were like, you guys are now engaged, but first, like a last second free agent, we're going to run her through the bachelor. And if she comes out the other side, you get to marry her.
Yeah. But all the bachelors were my friends.
That would be the creepy part. I mean, it's one thing when it's like strangers and you're like, okay, I mean, whatever, but everybody else is your... your friends. So of your friends, did she like one of them better than she liked you? I mean, like, did she pick someone?
Well, no. Well, no.
Who of your friends? Like your closest friends ever, your best friends?
You weren't in there. Tim wasn't in there. And then Lair Bear wasn't in there. But all the other people were like, just not close that I see all the time. Just people that I went to school with.
High school,
you know. And it was just an awful dream.
So it's like your current girlfriend going on The Bachelor, and the dates are guys from your high school reunion.
Yeah.
Football
wow.
Steve, smart guy Ken.
Yes.
And so how far did the nightmare go?
Well, I kept waking up, and you know, as you go to sleep, you try to, you put it back to, you know, try to start something new. But it would just pick up from where it's, you know, left off. But I felt in my dream as if she decided that she didn't want to do it anymore, right? And she chose me, of course, you know. But I felt as if she was doing it because I was so upset that she was going on dates with my friends.
Understandably. So when you woke up in the morning, was there that,
oh yeah,
you have hurt me today?
Yeah.
I need some time to get over this. And she's like, you're crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of thing. It's like a double-edged sword, because that, and then when any stories on The Bachelor or Bachelors in Paradise, like that story you just did in Celebrity, it just brings it all back.
Re-sparks it.
Yeah, it sparks that damn feeling I had. My stomach hurts so bad in that dream.
Was Wylene really shaking a tail too in this dream? Like, was she really giving it the full Wylene treatment of like, I'm going all in on this?
So it was like, it was a had-to
She gives roses to people. So did you, in your dreams, see her give a rose to someone?
No, I wasn't allowed to watch any of this stuff, but...
So
I would
like
secretly go.
Super id is protecting you.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be Dr. Freud here, but clearly,
I went to a baseball game.
And your inner psyche is tapping you on the shoulder, going, "Dude, you better get engaged.
Uh-huh.
Or you're gonna lose her." I mean, I'm just
TikTok,
assuming
TikTok.
If your dream is involving engagement,
weird?
But
then the bachelorette, she became the bachelorette. It was one of those things, Molly, where. It wasn't by choice. It's almost like this is just the way it works.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like before
like
you were getting
fault.
Married, you would have to go date or go on a, you know, mm-hmm. you'd have to be the bachelorette to all of Peter's friends.
Which, I mean, is reality. You know, I mean, that was the thing. Before I married Peter, I was like, you realize that I'm going to have to methodically date and sleep with all of your friends before.
If this was a free agency in terms of professional sports, it would be as if, Party, you owned or... Molly was owned by Peter, but she had to clear waivers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the deal where you put them out on the open market and
mm-hmm.
everyone gets a crack to sign her.
Yeah, yeah.
But if nobody wants her, she's free in the open market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's free.
And you can take her back.
Free agent. Well, I think this is just your inner you letting you know, hurry up. TikTok.
Oh, look, I'm sweating now. Is it hot in here? It's hot in here, right? Will someone fix the air conditioner?
Well,
that's going to be good. This is going to be so weird.
It doesn't seem fair, though, that the sweet Wileen would have to run through...
Dudes.
Your friends.
The bachelor, yeah, the dude pile of your friends. Like, why doesn't she get to have her old high school
That's
friends?
What I'm saying. That seems really a poor... I feel bad for poor Wileen in that situation. Why? All of your friends.
It would be like her getting to pick your lady pool of you going on The Bachelor.
I'd have to date her friends.
She just picks
friends.
A bunch of ones that you don't aren't have no interest in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
You got to kind of hand pick. She won't like football, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Smart guy, Ted, is fat. Right.
Successful John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Successful
Has gone
John.
Bald.
Yeah, so.
And everybody looked like they do now. They look like their high school.
They actually looked good. Everyone looked really healthy and full of hair and
so nobody really aged. Oh, see, that was the other thing. Maybe that was the other little... The hair.
Very comfortable looking
right,
guys.
Bubbling right there under the surface. The hair. Yeah.
So everybody,
today.
Everyone had good hair.
Everyone had good hair.
Oh.
See, there's something there as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
All right. Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
So Forbes has come out with their annual list of the top earning entertainers. People who made the most money between June of last year and this month. Diddy topped the list, $130 million. I know people don't hear about him, but he's got a bunch of business ventures. You know, he's got all that Ciroc and, you know, all the different, like, alcohol and clothing lines. Beyonce came in at $105 million, followed by J.K. Rowling. With $95 million, Drake $94 million.
Is this Forbes?
Yes, this is the Forbes annual list of the top earning entertainers. Cristiano Ronaldo, The Weeknd, Howard Stern, Coldplay, James Patterson, and LeBron James. Those round out the top 10.
Because when they also broke them down by the world's highest paid athletes. And Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, was number one.
Okay. Yes.
93 million. Mm-hmm. So if you wonder, if people want to make fun of soccer, it's still the highest paid.
Oh,
Ronaldo, number one. LeBron James was number two. This among athletes.
Okay.
Third. Lionel Messi, another soccer guy. So soccer has two of the top three. Then Roger Federer, Kevin Durant, Andrew Luck, Rory McIlroy, Steph Curry, James Harden, and Lewis Hamilton, the racer, rounding out number 10. That's highest paid athletes.
Oh my gosh, look at that money. That's just crazy dough.
I know, crazy.
Don't you think they earn it, though?
Yes.
We all watch sports.
It's
we like sports. We don't care who knows.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's live now. In a world of DVRs where we fast forward everything, live sports has huge value.
Well, they're definitely getting paid to do it. I mean, $93 million to play soccer. I mean, he's the best in the world. Cristiano Ronaldo. But it's pretty nutty to
he's
think about.
He's got weird hair. Like, it's all
hair.
Crunchy. Like, I don't know what he's doing. It's like dippity-doo plus frosted.
It's probably gold.
Molly, look it up.
Gold.
Okay.
Ronaldo's like a weird-looking dude.
Liquid gold.
American Idol announced they're coming back for a 16th season, but they're switching things up. They're going to be on ABC instead of Fox. And when they come back, they're going to need talent. And one of the places they're going to be mining for that talent is right here in Omaha. Aspiring singers in Omaha can audition for a spot on the show August 29th. Times and location of that audition haven't been released. People can go online and, you know, it's open to the public now and submit tapes and whatnot. But
are you going to try
August 29th.
I'm not going to.
Why?
I couldn't. Oh, come on. I don't have a chance. I'd be up there and they'd make fun of me and I'd leave with my tail between my legs. And you guys make fun of me all the time.
Broadway.
Well, they're not doing Broadway. You know, that is one thing. They have not had a winner on American Idol. Doing Broadway.
No, it's always been, you know, something that would actually sell tickets. Not Brigadoon. Sung by a guy in a studio somewhere wearing flip-flops. You're right.
I noticed if you watch America's Got Talent anymore, there are a lot of What do you call, Molly, those comedians that have a mannequin with them?
Yes, the ventriloquist.
It's like, how many ventriloquists are you going to have on America's
Talent? One is too many.
Dunham started it. You blame him. Look, he's laughing now.
I feel like one comedian is doing a ventriloquist act is one too many. So when you have a stuffed field, a crowded field of dummies.
Well, who did we have? We had Dunham in here, right, in the beginning. He brought his old man and some other thing in here, and he did his act, and we're on the radio, and I'm like,
why'd you bring the puppet? That's what we said.
Yeah, why'd you bring the puppet?
Why'd you bring the puppet, man? Just do your goofy voices, and he looked very offended. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Because I'm not the one doing it. He's the one doing it. You're like, oh, okay.
Couldn't stand it.
Press the crazy alarm. Time to go, bud.
There's so much musical talent. I mean, it's like such a great music scene in Omaha. I wonder how many of the cool hipsters quietly sneak over to an American Idol.
I'm saying don't be like, ooh, I'm this guy. I mean, American Idol can change and has changed a lot of lives, man. You don't have to win.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Think about the people who haven't won. Jennifer Hudson didn't win. She's got an Academy Award. She's, you know, or neither did Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood didn't win.
But Daughtry.
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about that.
If you have legs like Carrie Underwood, please try out.
Yeah. You are a winner.
Yeah.
ABC is also reviving Battle of the Network Stars. The new season is going to have 100 stars from 14 networks and cable companies go against each other in a variety of athletic challenges. So like the typical like tug of war, obstacle course.
When?
So this is going to be coming back next year, I think.
God. Okay, yeah, because I noticed they've been plugging that more and more.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
So the deal is that the celebs will be divided into 20 themed teams, including TV sitcom, TV kids, TV sex symbols. So Misha Barton, Lance Bass, Taye Diggs, Lou Ferrigno. I mean, talk about bringing it back.
Well, Lou Ferrigno was original.
He was the Hulk.
Yeah, he was the original back then. He was doing Battle Network Stars, I believe.
So he's coming back. Retired NFL DeMarcus Ware and MMA fighter Ronda Rousey are going to serve as team captains. And so we're going to get all of that. The Lacheys, Nick and Vanessa Lachey, are scheduled to appear. I actually tuned in, and I can't even believe I'm saying this. I actually tuned in to watch Celebrity Family Feud on Sunday because it was Amy Schumer versus Kelly Clarkson.
Was it good?
Surprisingly, it wasn't terrible. I mean, I didn't absolutely cringe. I mean, it's kind of adult stuff. It's sort of, I felt like it was almost like a Family Feud for grown-ups. Yeah. You know, because Family Feud's usually sort of like, oh, what are 10 things you're going to find in the kitchen drawer? You know, this was like, so what are the top 7 things a woman would do to her husband's bald head in the bedroom?
Okay, so it's a little risque. Is it Kelly Clarkson's whole family then?
Well, it's like, you know, they don't have, it was her sister. She just has a sister. It was her sister and then a bunch of friends and her assistant. And then Amy Schumer had her sister, her brother, her sister-in-law, and then her like best friend who's also like her production partner.
Give us some answers. What did people do with that bald head in the bedroom?
Well, so that was the thing. Amy Schumer and Kelly Clarkson stepped up. And of course, you can imagine that Amy Schumer won. And she said, what was it? Lick it, I think. I think that was the top one. Rub it. There was like rub it, lick it. It was kind of like a
bald human head,
right? A bald
on the
head.
Shoulders.
Yes, but it's Steve Harvey. So that's the funny thing is you've got that guy, and I'm sorry, I cannot
they're just
watch.
Scared of.
Yes, I cannot watch Steve bias. Harvey without thinking of Kenan Thompson.
Oh my
doing
God!
I watch his
show a lot. You know,
yes.
So yeah, it's on in the
it's
afternoon.
For bias, you know, things you're scared of.
Things you're scared of.
That guy's weird. I like Steve Harvey.
You don't or you do?
I do.
I like him, but he's weird, man.
He's just
the way he is. I can't tell if it's an actor. It's really
I
like
know.
That. It's
well,
and
did
his
you
hair.
Hear?
Oh my well, God.
Did-
Are mustache.
You kidding? Oh, I was like, you should. I was going to say, Steve Harvey has no hair. That was
his mustache, yeah.
So that was a thing. Most recently, Steve Harvey was in celebrity news on account of the fact that he put out this memo to his production company where it was like, don't talk to me, don't engage me in the hall, don't come talk to me when I'm in. I mean, like, don't speak unless spoken to.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, my God, what a jackass. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.